From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It's a great relief for the residents of the southeast of VK4 to see the skies clear and the sun shining. Those old enough to use the power of nature, getting the washing dry in the sunlight is a beautiful thing to do. For the rest of us, there's the hope that the atmospheric noises will abate for a while, and even low. Many didn't have great success in the John Moyle Field Day. We can hope that the fleeting and tenuous signs of solar cycle 25 continue to strengthen. Maybe it is just my perception, but it seems that the weather and the serious outcomes diverted some of the worst trolling from the pages of social media. I must ask why it would take torrents of rain and flooding to turn off this behaviour if the perpetrators weren't possibly located within the affected areas. I trust that the damage can be quickly rectified and people find the stability and support that the community can provide. I trust that the sad tormentors of the internet may learn some humanity as they get their lives back on track. We're racing to the closure of the ACMA consultation paper, and I trust that amateurs around the country have or are taking time to submit their private opinions to the regulator. It is not to overwhelm the ACMA email and postal system, but simply and importantly, it is a demonstration of the importance that the amateur community places on the proper functioning of the amateur radio service. It may seem inevitable that the preferred option C will be the choice that the ACMA makes, but the needs of our cohort to properly engage with our worldwide community must not be jeopardised simply for a process of expedient cost savings at the whim of the government of the day. Within the next week, members of the WIA will be receiving their AR magazine with enclosed ballot papers, and those who do not receive the AR magazine will be getting their voting materials separately. I've offered my thoughts that whomever we vote for must be dedicated to running the Institute and not have a covert plan to promote any outside entity. That is, who takes a seat in the board must adhere to the requirements of being a company director and work for the WIA when representing the Institute and its members. If you feel that someone whose name appears on the ballot paper cannot meet these standards, you need to cross out that name. We have important issues to consider and act upon. Let us do so with the spirit of amateur radio in our minds. I'm Jeff Emery. And that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
On the Q News social scene, Redfest 2021 happens April 10. Now, you will have to go to the Redfest page or the Redcliffe Amateur Radio Club page to find out exactly where this is. The Clareview Gathering, April 30 to Monday morning, May 3rd. And Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club's Theresa Creek Campout, Friday the 28th till Sunday the 30th of May, southwest of Claremont. That's the social scene, and don't forget, in the text edition of Q News, and you can get that when you subscribe. Just drop us a note to qnews@wia.org.au. When you subscribe, you'll be able to read all about the activities of the VK4 clubs, and it is extensive, isn't it? Okay, coronavirus news is also on there. Always best to check that to see what's happening in our state, which luckily is doing very, very well. Okay, that's it. I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. Watch out for the bunny.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.